time? How did you spend your free time?
I played with the kids, just relaxed in the house and did a little swimming and just enjoyed. It was nice.
Didn't watch any football?
Actually, I was stuck at the airport all day trying to get back here to Boston, so I watched a little football in the airport. Interesting.
What did you see?
Well, Washington and the Dallas. I saw that. That was a very good game. And the Falcons, of course, against Carolina, and that's about it.
When you talk about Washington, Dallas, that's almost typical in a sense. Given up to a lot of upsets and uncertainty. When you look at the standings, is it been surprising so far to see Bears beat the Falcons and Washington?
Just a lot of parity in this league, and it really speaks volumes to us as well. I mean, you can't get caught up in your record. You can't get caught up in what the media thinks about you. I mean, everyone was ready to anoint Dallas as Super Bowl champions, but yet they get beat yesterday, as well as Philadelphia. So each and every week, you got to bring your A game. You got to be on top of your game, and you have to go out there and play well because you never know what can happen.
How unusual is it, Ronnie, to get ready for this week knowing that you're going to be going out to California and staying out there and, you know, trying to save some travel that way?
Well, you mean get away from the rain and go get in some sunshine?
That too.
So we're excited about it. It's part of the deal. It's good that we're staying out there because we don't have to make these cross-country trips, which is really, really tough on your body as well as your mindset. So to know we're going out there for a week and a half and we get a chance to just chill and practice and relax and work, I mean, I like that idea.
And what about the 49ers? What do you think will be the key to continue this? You faced the Mike Martz offense before. What is it about his offense that you really need to contain?
It's just very dynamic. They get the ball to all the receivers, tight end, running backs, especially Gore. I mean, he's the leading receiver right now, and he's played extremely well. A guy that can, make all the different types of runs, like a LaDainian Tomlinson, stays on the field all three downs, and a guy that definitely can hurt you in so many different ways, as well as, Bruce and Marnez Battle and Vernon Davis, the really fast tight end. So they have a lot of weapons on offense, and, with Mike March's mind, you just definitely have to be aware of all the different ways he can beat you.
Ronnie, is one way to disrupt an offense like that with a passing game that's based on timing to get some pressure on the quarterback to make JTL Sullivan, have to hold the ball for a second or try and escape the pocket?
You said it better than I could possibly say it. You always got to, disrupt the receivers as well as put pressure on the quarterback, try to give them some different looks and just, be aggressive, physical defense and get back to the way we normally play, and that's put pressure on the quarterback, however you do it, and stop them receivers from making big plays down the field.
Do you know when you face him? I know March likes to go down the field. Do you know when you face a March team that you'll have a chance to rush the passer a little bit because there might be some seven-step drops in there?
Well, I'm sure. I mean, each week you're going to have opportunities. It's just a matter of us beating their guys mano a mano and getting to the quarterback. I mean, however you scheme it up, that's up to the coaches. But it's up to us to cover in the back end, and it's up to the guys up front that's rushing the quarterback to get there.
You've been known to hit a few quarterbacks.
Yeah, I want some more of it, too.
Ronnie, do you remember when JT was here? I guess he was here for not very long.
Not at all. Guys are saying that, but, I mean, what year was that?
05.
Really, no. I think I was hurt in 05. So, was he on a practice squad?
Or?
Yeah. No, I had no idea. But I mean, it turned out great for him. And he looks good. I mean, he's throwing the ball down the field well, and he can move. I mean, the guy looks fast on film. So, somebody saw some potential in him, and he's doing good.
How good is your division? I mean, Buffalo came on late last year. Now they're 4-0. You've already played Jets in Miami. Pretty well, them far throws, how many passes, touchdowns yesterday?
See, I mean, that's the problem. I mean, everyone wants to say that Brett, he was done last week. One bad game was against San Diego, but now he's back on top of the world. And that's why it's so important for you as a player and as well as a team not to get caught up in what the media thinks. It's about being trying to go out there and play consistent and just do your job and not really – I mean, now all of a sudden, at first he's a bum. Now all of a sudden, he's the greatest quarterback. I mean, it's crazy to me. It's funny that the whirlwind of the NFL can just be so up and down.